the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here. I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother. Come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What,
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Hide your wife.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports here at the John Lovitz Video Podcasting and Comedy Club. Also available for download on All Things Comedy. Guys, really, check out the website, punchdrunksports.com.
It's great. You know what I love about it is the weekend fantasy wrap-ups that our fantasy correspondent and NFL correspondents do. It's great. They're like, a lot of them are competing. They're like, here's my fantasy wrap-up of Punch Drunk, and then someone else is like, here's my fantasy wrap-up. You beat my ass, by the way, this week.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Can you pull up the a lot of things. As he's looking up our fantasy leagues, got to welcome the fat man back. After one week
put on injured reserve after Ari's tongue lashing.
Yeah. Tongue lashing. Kids are excited about the fat man back.
We fully expected Ari to be here and the fat man not to be here, but what happens?
Yeah.
I don't think
Ari wanted that kind of attention.
Now you fucked up!
Yeah, exactly.
Not bad.
So we're back in a lot of things. Go to Caveman go to punchdrunksports.com, click the Caveman Coffee link, use Punch Drunk. Is it Punch Drunk or Punch Drunk Sports?
It's Punch Drunk. Try both of them. The only person that really knows is James.
Yeah.
And whatever way we say it, it's wrong. Wait, you say it's which one it is.
I think it's Punch Drunk Sports.
Go and type in Punch Drunk. Whichever one saves you 10%, you'll find out when you get your bill.
Guys, and also, click the Amazon links. Help us help you. I'm going to look into that because we haven't gotten anything, and I know people said they spent money on it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look into that. I hope to God that asshole isn't getting our money.
Oh, if he
wouldn't
is.
That suck?
If he is.
I told Johnson not to put those up, but Bill Johnson, man, he did a great job on the website. It's starting to come together.
And real quick, can I just say this about him? What a fucking cool guy. He did a great job on the site, and it's got to be so difficult for him to do all this work for us when his wife passed away. And I'm so sorry. She got in an accident. Laura Johnson's gone.
What?
Laura Johnson, punky. She died like a month ago, I think, in a car accident.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I got a tweet from a ghost that said she's not dead, but that's even weirder.
I don't have no clue what you're talking about. That got really weird.
She's gone.
You
got to
go with me on that. Wait, she's not gone. Dead and gone. Dead and gone. Check that out.
Rest in peace, Laura Johnson. We loved you.
Come on, man. That's creepy. Can we get into dates out the gate? Dates out the gates, everybody. Went great last week. Let's see how it goes this week.
It was one of the most spectacular segments we've ever had. Dates out the gates.
I think we should have an opening for it. I'm going to try to make an opening or something like that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's Dates Out the Gates with San Tripoli and Jason Tebow.
Yes! That was great.
That was pretty goddamn good.
That was really good. Your racist white man voice was excellent, Renee.
Like that, I could totally host a game show for sure.
I got to be honest with you. The show has better energy when Fat Man the Mexican are working together.
When Chunky and the Spick are making it happen.
You call what you want. I'm going to call Fat Man and the Mexican.
I mean,
I like it.
He's the Fox version. I'm the HBO version. Chunky and the Spick.
What are your dates?
I will be at the Comedy Store this week. I will know by the end of this show what day that is. I believe Friday night I will be at the Comedy Store. And I will also, first week of October, I'd like to plug this. Or I think it's the second week of October. The Roast Battle will be my last installment of me and Sandy Danto doing characters. We will be the undercard of Steve Byrne and Bobby Lee.
Whoa!
That's the biggest one they've ever had. And the undercard will be the first ever tag team match of Impressions. It's me and Freddie Lockhart against Jeff Richards and Sandy Danto.
I see a murdering going on.
Oh, yeah. Or a Bobby Lee suicide.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like when people like look at him weird.
That's his biggest
Steve nightmare.
Steve Byrne's going to kill him.
This is like his biggest nightmare.
Steve Byrne is going to kill.
But anyway, that's going to be fantastic. I believe that's the second Tuesday of October. I will reconfirm that once they double confirm it. But those are the two things that are going to be super fun to go check out.
This comes out. This will come out tomorrow. So when this is out, I will be in Phoenix, Arizona at the awesome new club, House of Comedy. If you're in AZ, Death Squad AZ, bring those mommy tits. I want to see those fat cans at my show. Come and hang out.
I feel like he owes us.
Yeah, I think he owes us.
Bobby.
Yeah, I want some fat can tits.
Real quick, just I don't mean to interrupt you, but I think you're forgetting a promotion about that night. Isn't that free mammogram night?
Yeah, that's free lick your tits night.
All right.
Lick your tits night. So that's going great. And then I know it's my other podcast, but the Naughty Show will be at the L.A. Podfest. I can't believe they never asked our Punch Drunk to do with this one.
The
L.A. Podfest, September 26th. Go to lapodfest.com. You can watch all the podcasts for free if you use the code Naughty. Not for free, excuse me. You get $5 off if you use the code Naughty. It's great. Just go to my Twitter. Check out the links. It will be fun.
We did that 2 years ago. It was so fucking fun.
Yeah.
Like Mark Maron's going to be there. Like, so many big podcasts.
All of them
going to
be Crab Feast. Mark Maron's going to be there.
Walk in the room.
A whole bunch of people. It's going to be great. Every podcast you love will be there except for this one, which is bullshit. I feel like we're a great, great podcast that people are slowly getting to know. By the way, super excited. Vicente is murdering it. Have you seen these little videos he's been putting out?
Yeah,
he put Jew Rage number 2 out.
Oh, Jew Rage number 2. Can we see it?
Maybe. I can try to pull it up.
And then he put out Lights. Have you seen Lights? Mm-hmm. Where I can't. Like, the lights are bright, and it's just like, it's so funny. But what's really exciting is that we're getting a ton of downloads on our SoundCloud, but also our YouTube episodes are getting a ton of hits, too.
Yeah, we're getting
You're, like, combining those. It's getting high.
Did we get like 8,000 downloads on SoundCloud in like 2 days?
Yeah, and then you're adding the 7,000 downloads on YouTube. So I mean, and that who knows what we're getting on iTunes? I don't even know those numbers.
You know why? Because we're a goddamn good podcast. You know, somebody's asking me the other day. They go like, "How would you describe your podcast?" I think it was Jeff Scott was like, and I was like, "What it really is like the three of us have been friends for 11 to 14 years.
11 to 14.
And we've all progressively gotten busier and worked on different things, and we all got different shit going on. Really, what the first hour of our podcast is, it's the first time the three of us have talked since the last podcast. And that's why it's not all sports. If all three of us talked all the time, we would just talk sports. But we're like, hey, man, you getting any pussy lately?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay. Hey, how's it going with your new apartment?
Yeah.
It's literally like a conference call between the three of us for the first hour. And then the second hour, we fight.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't love that?
So that's great. So a lot of great stuff going on. Hey, Angelo, real quick question. Do you think there's a way for us to hook an Xbox up here and we can play video games and so people at home can watch the games?
Yeah. That's actually something that we've been working on for a little while here.
All right. Because we have a sponsor who wants to work with us on that.
Xbox?
No, not Xbox. But... no, why would Xbox want to work with Punch Drunk? We love your racist, homophobic, making fun
our
of
target market.
Who our demographic is. We love that.
Our target market is 9 to 20-year-old fat white kids, and that's what you mostly shit on. I've got an idea. Let me think outside the box here.
Yeah, so we're going to start doing it because we got an idea. It's about, like, basically, like, whatever big event's coming up that week, with the biggest, we want to play it out and have people can bet on it at home. And we're going to play the game. You'll come over to my house and we'll just practice out playing. Now, I used to have a roommate back in the day named Scott Ross. Really great guy. Trains with Eddie Bravo. Is almost a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He's one of my closest friends for years. We're not as close as we used to be because we've just gone separate ways. But great guy.
But he would get an Xbox, right? And we would be playing. But he would never leave the house. So, like, every day he was putting in, like,
Six hours a day
on this Xbox.
Right.
So I would always start dominating because I know who the great players were at first. And then within 2 weeks, it was just housings. It was like USA basketball versus, like, Angola every game.
Right.
It was like he was up by 50 every fucking game.
Right.
So that's it. So, guys, thank you for everything. T-shirts are close. They are close. Everyone's just been running crazy. They should be done. We have some funny ones coming out.
Why would I lie? Is probably going to blow those out.
Really?
I've seen 3 mock-ups of them.
Why would I lie?
It's pretty funny.
Do you think we get Fuck You, Fat Man?
Of course. Of course. I wouldn't mind a Chunky in the Spick shirt.
Dude, hashtag. You can't sell Chunky in the Spick, dude. You just can't sell
sure.
it.
Sure. Tell that to walk around L.A. with the Chunky in the Spick shirt on. That would go over real well.
Let's get in some... Okay, go on, sorry.
If there's any show that its audience is filled with racists...
Yeah. Well, that's not a good thing to... Dude, listen to me, man. I have big plans for this podcast.
I salute this show.
Come on, dude.
Come on, man.
No, I'm only kidding. You can hile it all you want. Yeah. Just okay. Yours looks retarded.
Yeah. There's something awesome about like a retarded Mexican guy doing a Sig Heil when he's locked in behind a glass booth.
I'd like to do a thing where I go down to like East LA and I do like history with Mexicans and I just ask them.
It's like, don't you, when you look at these two, though, especially the look of both of them, he looks like a biker that, like, got kicked out of a gang. He looked like a guy that just got arrested for stealing oranges. Like we would have to be on a phone to talk to them on the inside, like, they're like,
oh, yeah.
In jail.
Like, how's it going on in the inside? Bro, it sucks, man. The food sucks here.
Hey, dog, can you sneak me a pencil, dog? It's like, what are you going to do with it? I'm going to sharpen the shit out of it and shank the porky one.
You got the fantasy leagues up?
Fantasy leagues are up.
All right, let's go into this. A lot of people are talking about Jason Tebow out the gate, bringing the heat. People, really went crazy last week. How'd it go this week?
I shit the bed. I might have the lowest score of the week. No, I don't think so. I think James did. Oh, no. Tony Hinchcliffe shit the bed.
Yeah, did he? I almost question whether he even did it. Yeah, what is up with this? So let's go through it. Let's go through real quick who won what.
Tripoli beats Teeb 97-60. Gets a huge day.
So you went from 120 to 60. What happened?
Noshan Marino broke his fucking arm.
So is he out forever?
4 weeks.
Ugh.
So he's, Atlanta's defense, special teams, 0. So I got 0 out of him, 0 out of him. Chris Johnson doing what Chris Johnson does, 2 points. And that's Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson and Ryan Matthews, to me, are fantasy nightmares.
Yes.
I know you're saying, like, why do you have them on your team? We're in a 14-team league, and running backs
are
thin.
Oh, yeah, you grab anybody you can get.
You know, Chris Johnson wasn't a high pick for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's a starting running back.
Yeah, you grab anybody you can get.
I mean, and that's what's, people are always like, oh, man, I'd rather be in a 10-team league because I can score 9 million points and the waiver wire is full of everybody.
It is
And that's
fun,
a
though.
Fun league.
It is fun.
But this league is interesting, too, because it's, like, low-scoring games. You can get 5 points out of somebody and be like, that made a difference in your fucking whole game.
Right, right.
Matt Ryan had an opposite week. Last week he threw 460 yards. This week he threw 200. 3 interceptions,
Horrible.
Horrible.
Vicente is eating a dog's dick. I mean, he's just horrible.
I mean, Foster had a huge game for you. Cam Newton comes back and got a big game for you. McFadden's in there, too. McFadden, yeah. Chris Johnson, Ryan Matthews. To me, those are all the same fucking guys.
By the way, Utah Dildo Corns is killing everybody.
You had a good one, too.
You put up some points. You just didn't do anything this league. Eric Carter, really sucking. Mississippi, you're eating it. James, eating it. James, you're horrible. Just horrible. Look at you, though. You're 1-1. It's so amazing. Your division's a little harder, though. Your division's a little
harder. Ryan Mervis coming back from behind, beating fucking Anthony Johnson.
Anthony Johnson? Oh, yeah. He took a loss. So, guys, it's going to be big. In the Comedy Store League, let's get into that because it has direct implications into Punch Drunks.
Yeah, I got to get you. I gotta talk to you about a trade, too. Okay. I need a tight end.
We'll talk. We'll talk. We'll talk. But let's talk about what's more important: the standings. What are the standings? Store? Yeah.
Let me go to the.
Okay, the standings. Here we go. Now, here's the whole thing. Josh, what's Josh's last name?
Josh. I can't believe it. But basically, you don't remember anybody's name.
Yeah.
Josh Martin.
Josh Martin made a bet with me that if I finish in the bottom two.
And it's a 10-team league. So if you finish in ninth or 10th.
He will take my place in the league.
You are out of the league and he gets your place.
But if I go 8 and up.
Yep.
He has to go bag of bets.
He has to go bag of bets.
Which we will shoot. We will shoot for you guys the bag of bets.
And what we're planning on doing, if you guys can keep your mouths shut.
Yeah.
Because we all know he doesn't have the internet and there's no way he'll ever hear this. What we're going to do is we're going to load the bag of bets filled with the cum.
Don't say
we've already said it on the show.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we did. Yeah,
he listens.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Why do you think
I told him we're going to do that.
Stop mocking me.
That's not totally unfair. I'm so confident that you could put 100 of those in there.
I just don't think you say it, but okay, go for it.
All right, then there's a pretty good chance he's going to pull out wash your face with a cum rag.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Should I shoot him with my phone every week as the standings change?
I think like once we get past like mid-season.
We start shooting him?
Maybe like week 8 once it's I mean 1-1, you don't want to start talking shit.
Right.
Cuz now you're going a 4-game skid and you're in trouble.
Right.
I'd wait to be like, you know, you're 4-3 and you're right in the middle of the pack. I'd wait till like week 8 when once the smoke kind of starts to clear.
All right.
Because there's a lot of people in that league that are going to shit the bed. I mean, Sarah Tiana, who I love, you know who's on her team?
Who?
Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, the law firm.
Yeah.
You saw the numbers he's put up. 0 because he's not on the team.
Why is he drafted?
I have the last pick. There's so many people she could have taken. And she only has one tight end. I need a tight end. And I need one in both leagues. So Punch Drunk people, if you're listening, if you're in the league, hit me up with a trade. You know what? If you're not in the league, hit me up with a trade. Maybe you can convince me into
something.
I'm
not going to give you my tight end. I have like one good one.
Yeah, I know. That's why. But I'm like, I'm telling you. In which league? Comedy Store?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But you don't have a backup, do you?
No,
neither does she. Because I went through and looked. I'm like, okay, who's got a good one, but they have a good backup that I might be able to swindle something good. Yeah. I'm not going to offer shit. I mean, I always offer good trades. But
dude, you're the worst negotiator. You never say that out loud. I'm not going to give you shit, but I'll make a trade with you. All right, so that's Fantasy Leagues. It's exciting. I'm excited. We might have a young emo kid with a lisp wiping his face with jizz rags.
Which I'm excited for.
Which
I might even donate a little something for that.
No, but what we're all going to do is, like, before he does it, we're all going to go beat off in the bathroom and jizz on this rag. And then he can take one thing of water under, boom, boom. He go back and forth to put water on it, and then he has to wash his face.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's disgusting. Ugh. How's that face?
Oh. Real quick, and we have a big announcement here on the show. It's Jason Tebow's birthday!
Hooray!
Let's sing it to him, guys.
Let's not.
3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you. Okay, you got it.
This is how famous people born today. You want to hear this list?
Let's go through this list. Famous people born today.
B.B. King.
Whoa.
And we are in B.B. King's old bar.
Whoa.
So happy birthday, B.B. King, who's still alive, 88. David Copperfield, the magician.
All right.
I have some magic in me. I like to make my dick disappear. Molly Shannon, Amy Poehler, Mickey Rourke, Elgin Baylor, Ed Begley Jr.
Whoa. And a lot of successful people.
And then, of course, Bottom Feeder, the team.
Bottom Feeder. You're just a bottom.
I guess.
Bottom.
I guess.
Let's get into my Sunday night. I had a horrible night at the comedy store. Oh, my God. It was like one of those nights where you walk in the store and you're like, everything in this place
I heard some good things about you, actually.
What?
I don't know what night it was. I think it was Sunday night.
No.
Yeah. I heard you had a really, really good set.
No, that was Saturday night.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I
haven't been there since Friday.
Saturday night, murder. Sunday night, I follow Ari and I go up and I just do 3 minutes about how Jewish he looks. And just the crowd didn't get it. And then from there, it just went downhill. And I made fun of a guy who's married to an Asian chick and his friend got super offended. They've been married married for 30 years. I'm like, oh, thank you. Yeah, exactly.
How old were they? 36? It's like an arranged marriage?
Yeah.
You're going to marry a baby in Asia.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. My buddy's married to a baby. And he's like 40, and she's like 2?
No, come
oh,
on.
Oh, is she on the phone? Oh, I thought that was her. Okay.
So we got the phones working or what?
No.
But anyways, the end of that story is, then I go up to the belly room to wash the stink off my OR set. And I start doing this joke, and Boom Shakalaka's sitting there. Mm-hmm. And I go, hey, give it up for Boone. Give it up for his AIDS. And he just goes nuts on me.
Oh, yeah.
Nuts.
Mm-mm.
Just.
That's the number one thing. That's number one. Number two is if you call him a tranny. He just goes nuts.
I won't ever call him. I mean, I felt.
Those are the two things
crazy.
Where he goes nuts.
I mean, he went nuts.
Yeah.
And I tried to apologize on stage, and he just wouldn't stop.
Oh, yeah. It's like turning on a fucking like toy that you can't figure out.
Then
you
try to
let the battery die.
And then you try to have an emotional connection with this guy, and he's like dead on the inside. And it's like I know he doesn't do meth, but he has meth energy.
He's got, I mean, you know how old he is?
I'm going to go 65.
You are very close. I believe in August he turned 63. I mean.
Who are you guys talking about?
Boom Shakalaka. He beat the fuck out of Josh Martin, the guy who's going to wash his face with 3 loads of fucking Milky Milk milk.
No, it's going to be. I think it should be everybody. Okay. Even a fat man. Fat man, with all the medication you're on, can you still beat off?
I feel like not only can he beat off, I feel like it's going to be like a fire, like when a fire hydrant explodes and it's just shooting in the air forever and it's like drowning the whole town.
Yeah, like when
like
that.
Gets all stuck in his beard.
Yes. Beard stuck in his beard.
It's like you can't even see the fucking rag. It's like it's somewhere in the bottom of that vat of mayonnaise is a rag you gotta pull out.
That bubbling vat.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I bet you just comes out cottage cheese style, doesn't it? Just clumpy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like one big sperm cell the size of like a fucking football.
I'm going to cry.
It looks like a calf being born.
A calf. All right. So that's it. That's all the stuff about the show we want to talk about. What do you want to get into? UFC, football, basketball,
baseball? I mean,
we're already talking
a little NFL, so I think we can blow this out. What do you think about this week? I mean,
can I just tell you that I think this season is going to be one of the greatest seasons of football ever.
I think you're going to have a lot of 9-6 teams at the end of this fucking thing.
And you know what? The evil people at NFL Central, this is what they want.
Yeah.
They want nobody knowing who's going to win.
Trust me. This is the opposite of what they want as far as the season goes. This is the worst week the NFL has ever seen.
That stuff, yes. We're talking about play on the field.
Oh, sure. This week was the most I've seen in, as far as I can remember, of horrible calls in the NFL. 2 touchdowns were called as huge touchdowns where the guy was so clearly out of bounds that Fox and CBS had blown it up and circled his foot completely out of bounds. Percy Harvin had one.
Yeah.
And somebody else had one where they were so clearly out of bounds. And, you know, they're just like, quickly, kick it. And then they kick the extra point real quick. And they're like, we should have looked at it. We can't.
Yep.
And you can't challenge scoring plays. Yeah. You know that.
Yeah.
You cannot challenge a scoring play because they're automatically reviewed.
Oh. Yeah.
So then, you know, you as a coach, you're like, he's out of bounds. You know, everybody that's up in the booth in the coach's ear yelling, he's out of bounds, challenge. And he's like, I can't challenge it. They're obviously going to look at it because that's what they tell us every time. And then they don't look at it.
That will be the ultimate fall if the NFL falls. That's what it's going to be. The NFL is trying to turn football into basketball. They just want score. That's really what they're doing.
Yeah,
they just want you to chuck the ball as far as you can. Like, can you watch the Niners?
They love this Eagles kind of style, Eagles kind of offense.
Do you watch the 49ers, dude? It's like, when they run, they do well. It's like a second. It's an afterthought to run for them. All they do is want to pass.
I tell you, he's got a hell of a fucking running game. I'm going to make a statement here.
Make a statement time.
The best running back.
Statement time.
The best
time
running
back. It's time for Tebow to make a statement. It's statement time.
The best running back in the NFL. And this has nothing to do with child abuse. It has nothing to do with AP getting benched or just not being allowed to play. The best running back in the NFL right now is Shady McCoy.
Yeah.
The moves this guy had last night, the fucking elusiveness, the speed past the fucking, once he gets past the linebackers, he's outrunning DBs. His little fucking jukes, it looks like a video game.
Yeah.
And we haven't seen that out of Peterson in 3 years.
Yeah.
And Shady McCoy led the NFL in rushing last year, and this year he looks like he's about to do the same. I mean,
did you hear the interview that they did with Foles after the game? Because Sproles had a great game.
Oh, he had a great game.
And they're like, yeah, you know, so what do you think about Sproles? He's like, I know he's great. I've always known he's great because I used to play him in the video games.
Yeah.
He used to be the guy I used to pick to play with.
Right.
Like, that's where we're at. That these kids now are like Madden junkies, and they know what these guys can do based on how they played in the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, they always reference that. Like, these college, these, you know, these rookies and all this kind of stuff, especially defensive players, they're like, you know, what was it like to, you know, you were week one? What was it like? He's like, I can't believe, you know, for the last 3 years in college and then high school before that, here I am, you know, tackling Adrian Peterson, and then he's right across from me coming through the tackle and the fucking guard, yeah. And I got to actually really hit him.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
It's like, yeah, it's crazy. It'd be like us being on, like, the set of a Tara Patrick porn. It's like, okay, you've watched her porn all these years. Now go stick your dick in her.
Would you feel a lot of pressure to do that?
What?
To bang her?
By pressure, you mean I'd be so stoked that I couldn't sleep the night before? Yeah, I guess that if you call that pressure.
Would you go to sleep pressure, early and eat your vitamins?
By pressure, do you mean a boner?
If you could bone any chick right now, who would it be? Any chick on the planet. Right now.
Probably Upton.
Kate Upton?
Probably.
Yeah, she's definitely up there.
She's probably in the driver's seat. I mean, you know, always Jennifer Love Hewitt's always.
But
way
you know
up there.
There's some bitch out there that nobody knows of that is just the smokingest, hottest chick out there.
Oh yeah.
She's built by like black scientists in ghetto laboratories.
Right. And the thing is, girls like that that live in big cities rise to the top, and we always find them. I mean, Kate Upton was just some Canadian chick.
It's always
they
Canadians
thought she was super
too.
Hot. People are like, oh wow, she's super hot.
It's Canadian women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a Canadian. That was a black woman.
But then you know, there's,
not Canada.
But there's people in like the middle of fucking, you know, like Eric Carter's shithole town, wherever they're burying baby goats at, wherever they're fucking, whatever down on the farm this guy is, and she just works at like a Cracker Barrel.
Oh yeah,
in a town of fucking 13,000. And she's married to some dude with 9 teeth because she thinks that's the best it's going to get. You come to L.A., you're going to be a Kardashian. You're going to have a reality show about what a dumb fuck you are.
Yeah.
And everyone's going to love you.
I've always wanted to do a hot chick underground railroad where, like, I go in these little cities doing stand-up, and I meet these, like, right. L.A. nines in the middle of nowhere, and I just get them back to safety.
Yeah, you know that show American Pickers? You should call your show American Dickers.
Yeah. I just go around finding super hot chicks in the middle of nowhere, and I make them move to L.A. and just up our fucking jeans.
Me and you just show up at this, like, shithole farm because we see this girl sitting on the porch. We're like, hi, we're with American Dickers. How much for your daughter?
Yeah.
And like, well, what you offering? I'm like, we got a jar full of pickles. Real pickles?
Let me ask you something.
Real pickles, fuckhead.
We'll get back to the NFL. Speaking of hot chicks, do you see that the Raiders cheerleaders are suing?
There's two. I think there's another team that's suing as well.
And here's what I quote. I've been talking about this on stage. These cheerleaders want a living wage to cheerlead. And I'm like, for what? You're basically getting season tickets right. to dance.
Uh-huh. And it's a resume thing.
And if you want to get paid to dance, go strip.
They do get paid. Like I think they get like 100. I'm pretty sure it's $120 a game.
That's
maybe less.
More than enough.
Maybe less.
They're not paid for
And they
for
don't
drinks.
Get paid to practice. They don't get paid for any of that kind of bullshit. But they just get, for each game they do, they get paid like $150 or something.
That's more than enough, dude.
For 8 games.
Yeah. Yeah, it's for prestige.
You get $1,000 to be on the field for the Raiders game.
You're on the field.
Guess what? I'm pretty sure Sam and I both, for season tickets on the field to an NFL team, would wear a skimpy little outfit.
I would twerk right on the 50-yard line. I would twerk my Armenian asshole right there on the 50-yard line.
Man, that thing's got to look like a fucking...
I would bleach it for the big event.
I'm more worried about that Pringles mustache coming out of your ass than anything else.
Yes. Back to the NFL. What is crazier, the fact that the Colts are 0-2 or the fact that the Houston Texans are 2-0?
The Colts are going to bounce back.
I totally agree with that. I was listening to ESPN today. They were talking about how who are you more worried about, the Saints or the – who do you think is going to make the playoffs, the Saints or the Colts?
I would pick the Colts over the Saints.
I would go Colts too.
Me too. Because, I mean
– Saints have a major dome problem.
And right now, the
I know Colts play the dome too, but they
Colts
seem
are in a easier division.
100%.
I mean, Falcons lost, but we're pretty good. Carolina looks really good.
Yeah,
that defense is incredible. Luke Kuechly might be the best linebacker we've seen since Ray Rice.
Yeah,
I know that's a bold statement.
Bold statement.
15 tackles a game, covering fucking the best tight ends in football, like it ain't no thing, batting down passes,
no
getting
thing.
Sacks. I mean, that dude's tough.
Yeah.
And that's all without Greg Hardy.
Yeah.
They're doing this without Greg Hardy, who's one of the best defensive
ends. Cam Newton went off. It's just like, it's a good team.
Yeah.
It's a good team.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been saying that I would pick them as a threat to go to the Super Bowl because I'm thinking, man, that Seattle losing to San Diego, 49ers blowing against the Bears. I think that Bears loss is going to stick with the Niners for a little while. That's just my opinion, dude.
Yeah.
Because they were up so much. Now Kaepernick's in his head. I mean, dude, the guy was almost crying after the game.
But it's like there's so much of a bounce back element to the NFL. I mean, you look at like what they're saying about Kaepernick today is the exact same thing. Everybody was crying about Jay Cutler last week. Last week, Jay Cutler threw a really bad pass. A defensive tackle picked it off. He was throwing off his back foot trying to make something happen on third down. Everyone's like, oh, Cutler just can't make good decisions. He's not. He can't come back from behind all this. 1 week later, he's a goddamn hero, and Kaepernick's a dumb fuck.
Yeah, I thought the first half, Cutler was sucking.
Really, to me, it's like in the NFL, like you really don't get a good gauge of who's who till around week six. You know, I mean, people, it's still clicking, man. It's still, you run so much bland shit during the preseason, and it's not even half of the people, 40 of the people that play during the preseason don't even make the team. You know what I mean?
So I'm going to yell at some teams. You tell me real contender, pretender.
Okay, I remember this segment. Go for
it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bills. Buffalo Bills 2-0.
When I say contender or pretender, I'm not talking about the Super Bowl. I'm just talking about playoffs. Postseason. Pretender.
Pretender.
Yeah.
You don't think they can come out of that division?
No.
Ooh.
No, I don't.
Ooh. Bold statement.
I mean, if you take away that special teams touchdown, that's a different game for them last week.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Contender.
Contender.
Absolutely.
Why?
High octane offense, 7-8 seconds between each snap. You know, now Shady McCoy doesn't have to do everything. You can spell him with fucking Sproles. Fucking Macklin looks great. Their tight end looks great. You know, if they can stay healthy, man, they're good.
Houston Texans.
Pretender, but overachieving right now. Overachieving right now. Definitely, definitely overachieving right now.
Carolina Panthers.
Absolutely, absolutely contender. Panthers look, I mean, they won the division last year, and they look even better this year, unfortunately.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Also contender. Their defense is good. They played dirty, though. They played the Falcons this week. They cheap shots, dirty. I definitely was disappointed in the way they played.
But they're a contender?
Yep.
San Diego Chargers.
Contender again, man. They look good. Fucking Antonio Gates is playing out of his mind. 4 touchdowns in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And they were talking about 5 weeks ago, they're like, he might lose his job this year, and he might, like, not get as many touches. Like, by not many touches, you mean 3 touchdowns in one game?
Ah, good point. Good point. Dallas Cowboys.
Next. Terrible. But I tell you what.
Oakland Raiders.
Might be the worst team in the NFL.
Okay, question. Do we win a game?
You win a game.
Can we go down their schedule?
You will get. Oakland Raiders will have the number one pick overall in this year's draft.
Dude, that.
Or the Jaguars. Jaguars or the Raiders are like. I guarantee you top 3 picks for both of them.
Yeah. So that now and I talked about this before the season started, the drafting of Carr in the second round is going to make me think that the Raiders, who are known for passing on the next great guy, will pass on Jameson.
Or you just, you know, if you got the first pick and Jameson's the guy they want and you're already locked in at a young quarterback, you know, you trade down to three, you let someone get Jameson, you pick up, you know, two first-rounders and you rebuild the way a lot of those people do.
I would only accept that as if we traded, we had number one, we trade out, we got another top pick.
Top five pick.
And we got a bunch of, like, linemen. Sure. That's what the Raiders need is a fucking line.
Wouldn't hurt you to grab a receiver either.
I like a Jordan Jones.
James Jones, but James he's Jones. Like our age.
What's wrong with that, man?
James Jones, well, yeah.
The fucking ladies love
as
me.
As a receiver, yeah, 42-year-old receiver.
The but ladies love
great.
Me.
He's playing great. Don't get me wrong, but, like, you're not going to build a future around him.
Can we get calls in, or we, like, have we figured out how to do that yet?
I think we're going to use Teeb's phone today.
Oh, you're going to give out your number to everybody? Well,
the phones are going
to
be working.
I've given it out to Nick Diaz wanted to call in and a few others. They have my bullshit. By the way, happy Mexican Independence Day as well.
Thank you very much, man.
The 4th of July of Mexico.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
That's not Cinco de Mayo. A lot of people think it's Cinco de Mayo, but it's not.
No, Cinco de Mayo is you guys bragging about beating the French. Like, yeah. Nobody beat the French. Yeah. Like, everybody right. Whooped up on the French.
Right.
Uh-huh. It's just how it fucking goes. Can we get the NCAA football?
Sure. Of course.
So, as you know, we here on Punch Drunk have constantly said that the SEC is overrated. I still stick by that. And I know everyone's like, look, man, look at the top 20. Within the top 15, there's seven SEC teams.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
I hear that.
But do you know how it's a vicious circle in a weird way? Because here's what the SEC does. They either play SEC teams or doormat teams.
Right.
And the only thing you go because we're being told the
it's like Georgia Southern versus Florida.
You're yeah,
like,
right.
It's like 75-0 at halftime, and you're like, how is this making any difference whatsoever?
But we only give them strength of schedule because we're told.
And then it's like Michigan versus Notre Dame. Notre Dame barely beats Michigan, and everyone's like, the Big Ten's done.
Michigan got destroyed by Notre Dame.
I know, but I'm still, like, that's a competitive fucking tough game.
Yeah.
And then you got like, you know, Georgia against, like, fucking who knows.
Georgia played South Carolina. But here's the thing, man. It's like, we're only saying it's a hard schedule because you're telling us these teams are hard. It's not like we've seen, like, Georgia. Well, I think Georgia just beat, who beat South Carolina? I mean, not South Carolina. Georgia, somebody just beat Clemson. That's about it. But they haven't played, like, you haven't seen, like, South Carolina versus Oregon yet.
Right.
They've never played, like, a hard, or South Carolina versus Louisville yet. Nothing, like, really hard. They're only playing either teams that we're told are good based on these preseason bullshit rankings that are just made up by people who's in their best interest to rank these teams very high. Or they're playing cream puff teams. While everybody else is out playing, you know, it's like Ohio State does the same thing. They're either playing these teams that we're told are great, or they're playing cream puff teams. They're not actually matching up with anybody that's actually good.
Well, and then what happens is when you're playing one of these cream puff teams, if it's close, you may as well have lost. You know, if Kent State plays Michigan State tough, and Michigan State wins 23-20, that's a loss to Michigan State.
Right.
Even though you won, you're like, dude, you were ranked number 9. Kent State's not even on the grid. They're in the MAC. They're a fucking nobody school. Don't get on me, Kent State people. I'm just saying, comparatively speaking, in NCAA football, if you don't beat the living fuck out of these cream puff, you know,
yeah, and it's like weird
up games.
It's like, how do you go 70-0 on somebody and, like, feel okay as a human being?
You got to.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, why though? It sucks. It's like, I mean, I know you can't beat, like, you know,
it's like
St. Mary's 14-0.
It's like Freddie Lockhart playing his girlfriend in Madden.
Yeah,
that's, and you know what I mean. It's like, it's funny for the first quarter You know what I mean? And it's like, then it's like second quarter is like trick plays. Then third quarter, he's just like, his controller's not even in his hand. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, people, the stadiums are empty by like halfway through the second half.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, well, this shit's over.
You got to understand this, dude. ESPN is in ESPN's best interest that the SEC gets high rankings in the AP polls and gets and dominates the playoff things. They have so much money. I hate the ESPN, dude. I really, it's getting awful, man.
I tell you what, man. Other than Monday Night Football and PTI, I don't watch ESPN. Monday Night Football and PTI, I will watch those shows. Other than that, I don't give a fuck. SportsCenter is almost unwatchable to me now. It used to be like when I was in college, it was just on a loop in my fucking apartment. Like it was always, you know, I had four guy roommates. You know, we had five bedrooms. And it was always on.
You know what it's getting right now? It's just like entertainment Hollywood in general is just getting to tabloids. It's no longer about actually producing quality product. It's just about these internet flares you throw up to see if you can get any kind. It's
that's what it is. It's exactly what it is. That's a fucking fantastic point. And it's like when I watch SportsCenter, and you know this will be a good segue into this, and I don't want to spend too much time on it because I'm already sick of it. But when I watch SportsCenter, I'm like, what did I miss today when I was at work? What did I miss today when I was gone doing stuff? What happened in baseball today? What happened?
And we'll get to baseball in the second hour.
But it's
talk
not
to
that. It's not what it is. It's nonstop. Who said what on Twitter? What happened with Adrian Peterson? Oh, guess what? ESPN, to me, it's irresponsible journalism for them to... You heard the second case with Peterson from 2013.
Yeah.
Which lawyers and the police... And I, by no way am I saying what he did is good. Sounds like he hit his kid a little too much. Discipline your kids however you are. Don't cross the line with it.
I think we all agree with that, dude. There's a difference between discipline and beating your kids.
Yep.
And we don't shut that baby up.
I think that's my friend's wife.
Shut
from China.
That baby up. There we go. That's you act up again, baby, you'll get another one of those.
You know, but what ESPN forgets to mention that the police found no way that it was worth bringing up charges in 2013.
Yeah, yeah.
The Vikings found out about it and found out that it either wasn't true or it didn't happen or there was a witness. They had a witness that said that didn't happen. And then this bitch saves a fucking text message from almost 2 years ago.
That she was shopping around.
That she was shopping around. And then this story breaks and she's like, payday.
Yeah.
Payday.
Here's the thing, dude. Now, just go with me
on this. So ESPN reports, hey, 2013, this text message went out, and he admitted to beating his kid again. No, he didn't, you cunt!
Yeah.
No, he didn't, ESPN! How is that responsible journalism?
It's not.
It's sensationalism.
And I'll tell you.
It's TMZ bullshit.
Yeah, it is. Because it's just simply what, it's all clickbaiting, dude. It's all click baiting, dude. The product is so bad. We have so many useless people in entertainment, both in front and behind the camera, that's no longer about product. It's literally about sending up a flare and seeing how many people... Like that, hold on.
Yep.
This whole thing about Michael Sam showering, everybody approved that story.
Because
they knew it would cause controversy and everyone would just start talking about it. And then they you did bad. They all thanked her. At the end, they go, great job. It's what everybody's talking about. And that's what it's about now. I don't want to get too much into this because it's not really a puncturing thing, but this white rapping chick out of Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
She, what's her name? Iggy something?
Iggy Azalea, I think.
She was trying to go around saying that this ex-boyfriend behind her back was shopping this fucking porno tape. But he goes, bitch, you're full of shit. Here's the consent form you signed saying you could do whatever you want and sell it to whoever you want. Because the
you're
truth is,
a
she wants to be like, I'm a victim.
Whore.
Yeah, I'm a victim. I'm a whore. I'm a victim. I can't believe this happened. But she wants all the clicks that come from people going, hey, watch me fuck.
Yep.
But she doesn't want any of the responsibility of it.
Yep.
She wants to be painted as a victim. It's insane. It's no longer about the product you put out. In music... The E! Channel and TMZ has changed the way people market themselves. The CD
because bad news about you is almost better than good news.
But it's not even about like the CD itself is an afterthought. It's literally just how many eyeballs can I get to fucking follow everything I do? And that's the CD is secondary. And these fucking sheep who follow these people.
I blame the Kardashians.
They're just retards. Everybody says they hate Kardashians. Why are they making $40 million a year? Who's buying that shit? And that's all it is. And that's what ESPN's become. They're so consumed.
What ESPN has become to me is Red Band at the Comedy Store.
I don't know what that means. And views.
Here's what it means. Hey, man.
The views of Jason Tebow are that of Jason Tebow's and Jason Tebow's only. Sam Tripoli has no fucking
coke. Hey, man, I hear Tebow's doing coke. He doesn't come to me and say, hey, Teeb, are you doing coke? Is everything okay? And I'll be like, dude, I haven't done coke in like 6 years. But he'll go to everybody else and say it.
I understand that.
You know what I mean? That's what TMZ does. They don't do the responsible thing to go to Adrian Peterson and go to the Vikings and go, hey, what's up with this story from 2013? They just flash the text message that they bought from this pig.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, after they report the story and everybody freaks out and the rumors start going, they retract. Oh, actually, by the way, what happened on our story yesterday?
Yeah,
remember the
you.
3 hours we talked about that
it's,
yesterday?
It's it not really about...
Happen, but never
it's,
mind.
It's not about right or wrong. It's about fucking big game hunting. And it's the same thing that happened way back... And just go with me on this. It's the same thing that happened way back in the 1950s with communism. They didn't care whether you were communist or not. They just wanted to take you. They wanted to see who's the
it
biggest
is a goddamn
name
witch hunt.
Who we could take down.
It's McCarthyism of sports.
Dude, and everybody keeps saying it, and I support what these guys are saying. It's like, dude, we don't approve of this behavior, and we're not trying to protect him from his behavior, saying he should be allowed to do it. We're like, there is a process that has been agreed to by everybody, and we want that due process to play out. Because if you ban him from games before due process, he can't go back and get those games back.
Nope.
But if you go through the process and he's found guilty, you can just ban him for the next 5 games.
Yeah.
It's listen, man, after the O.J. Simpson trial, everybody wanted to make it easier to convict people in the court of law. And that's not what you want to do. You don't want to make it easier to convict people. You want to make it so you convict guilty people. You don't want to make it easier to convict innocent people, and that's what these people are doing. They don't care about right and wrong. They just want big game hunting.
Yeah,
that's
people
want to
chop
man.
Big people down.
I'm not for beating kids at all, man. I'm for discipline. I'm not for beating kids. I'm not for hitting your wife. I've been put in the hospital by a girl that hits me, but there's a due process to going.
Question for Sam.
Yes.
What girl put you in the hospital?
Right here, dude.
Well, I know you had that scar, but...
My ex-girlfriend.
What would she hit you with?
She kicked me in the face.
Wow.
She was on top of me, and she's drunk.
Why did she kick you in the face?
Well, I was just about to explain it.
Okay.
I was leaning back. She was on top of me, wasted. I'm like, Jackie, get off me. She's like, no. I'm like, Jackie, I'm getting a little... You get claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta get up. Get off me. Jackie. And I just start pushing up. She's drunk. She's laying on top of me, pinning my arms out. I lift up. I go up. She starts to fall backwards, and it goes slow-mo, dude. And that when anything's about to go slow-mo, just know bad shit's about to happen.
Yeah. Upkick.
Yeah. She goes back, and her face goes from smiling to the most evil fucking grin I've ever seen. Just this evil scowl, and her foot comes up and goes, wham! And just kicks. At the time, they used to call me Snaggletooth because I had one long tooth. Went right through my lip.
Wow.
And I had stitches. And I still didn't hit her after that. Because you just can't.
See, that's what girls ask for, man. They think because they're girls, they can fucking rack on you, and there's no retaliation. So.
What I want to get into, too, we're almost on a break. We'll get into it at the beginning of this, is like, now what we have to start doing is start telling women, it's not okay to date a guy who has a history of violence, because your heart feels that you can change him. Let's not get into it right now. Let's take a quick little break, and then we'll come back. And we'll get into this discussion.
All right. I'm cool with that.
So we'll be right back. PunchDrunkSports.com. Check it out.
That's it.
for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking. Come on over here. I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother. Come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one, though? Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying. You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie? What, for attention? Don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You're a comic.
I just realized we ran that opening again.
Yeah, that was my bad, dude. I'm just so used to doing it that I just did it out of habit. So
it's all right.
My favorite part of that, well, obviously, it's
you know what's so funny? When
Renee
does something wrong, it's like, oh, dude, it's okay. And when Fat Man does it wrong, Fat Man!
I know.
Fat Man!
Now you fucked up!
My favorite part of that argument, other than why would I lie, is your usage of the ever-popular third-grade comeback, you are! I know you. It's one step away if I know you are, but what am I?
A stupid idiot. A liar. Why would I lie? We were just watching Lighting on the YouTube channel. If you get a chance, go watch that. Vicente murders it. It's so funny. Every time I watch it, I can't stop laughing. It's really funny. I don't know what was going on that day, but my favorite part is like when I'm like, man, hey, dude, is it me or is it bright here? And then I take my glasses off. Like, why would I can't put them back on? It's like the most retarded shit ever.
You put them on like 9 different times.
Yeah.
So you don't know what was going on that day? Just because we have not changed the light. Nothing's changed about the lighting since then. It's just not hurting your eyes anymore.
And now we're actually directly facing them. Before, we were kind of at the side of it.
Yeah, but you remember that day? The lighting was really bright, right?
It seemed like it.
Yeah, thank you. Shut up, Fat Man! So let's get back into our discussion. We were discussing the NFL, TMZ, tabloids. You know, I wanted to get into something on this podcast about how I just feel like we are very much into saying, and you should be, that you should not hurt women and children. I think nobody's ever going to argue that. The discipline that is going to come with it, the argument, should it be instantaneous or should we follow protocol and due process, which I agree with, you know. But I want to get into this thing about, do you want to talk about that, what we talked about on the patio, or do you think it's not, it's a sports show, we should just move on?
I mean, I think it's a good wrap-up of what we were saying.
I just think that we need to start having discussions with our daughters and our sisters about how dating bad boys isn't smart. And there's nothing cool. You're not going to change them, okay? If a guy has a history of violence, they're going to do with you too. It's just the way it is. And I just don't think we ever get that. We never have that discussion.
And I think it's also, you know, you hear about the big stories, the war machines and all these famous, semi-famous people, but athletes and all these people. And when they are bad boys, it's like a moth to a flame. Because now, and we were talking about this, like women with big hearts feel like, hey, I can fix this guy.
Yeah.
I can save this guy with my love and my tender care. This violent person with a history of drug addiction or violence or whatever, emotional abuse is even more prevalent.
Right.
I can fix them.
Right.
You probably can't.
Yeah.
Unless they want to be fixed.
Right.
And we know that more than anybody on this show. And furthermore,
are you saying we're broken toys?
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying about every single comic. But but the thing is like it, where it's moth to a flame is like, with Ray Rice, what happens is, and with War Machines, and believe me, I mean, she's like a porn star and all this. She's probably got some baggage, too. She seems like she has some baggage, too. Well, I'm not saying 100%. Because she's a porn star, because I know plenty
well,
of
we're not saying
because
she's
porn
a porn star you could hit her.
No, I'm saying she obviously has baggage. She's obviously in bed with some other guy.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the actions of a person.
Which is weird because she's a porn star. There's video proof she's been with other guys.
Yeah. I thought it was very funny. It's like, I can't remember what comic. Might have been John Huck. And if it's not, I'm sorry for misquoting whoever it was. They had a funny joke I heard them say. It's like, he's beating somebody up. She's sleeping with somebody. They were both just doing their jobs.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know that's hilarious.
I mean, she sleeps with people professionally. He fucking cracks ribs professionally. They intersected at some awful equilibrium point.
Apparently off the clock is where we got in trouble.
Yeah. Had they both clocked in, I think this would have been a fucking no-brainer.
Yeah.
Of like, hey, man, looks like they both had an average day at the office.
It's like, I think everyone would agree, under no circumstances should he have done what he done. It's completely wrong, and he's most likely going to go to jail for life. We will never hear of War Machine again.
Quite a long time.
Most likely. But there is a history. He has a history, an indication that something might, something like this might happen.
Yep.
And we need to stop going, hey, man, it's okay because you can change him with your love.
Yeah.
It's not right, man.
His next fight in the cage, that cage has a bunk bed and one toilet in it.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And, dude, that guy's going to be fighting.
Oh, yeah.
That guy is the next 50 years of his life is just going to be swinging on people.
But what I was saying is, like, the problem, the added problem is these gold diggers that go after these celebrities that are broken people, that are fucking violent people. It's like, if I or you or the fat man or you know, Renee get into a fight with our girlfriend in an elevator, knock them the fuck out, and drag them out by their hair, we go to jail pretty much right away. And on top of that, we get seriously dumped, broken up with, never talked to again by these women.
Yeah.
She married him 2 weeks later.
Well, the reason he marries her is so that she can't, by law, they can't make her testify against him.
Mm-hmm. And so what you're saying is, if that happened to you with your girlfriend, she would have been like, cool, yeah, let's get married tomorrow. I don't want to testify against you.
Yeah.
No, she has 38 million reasons to fucking marry him and not testify against him.
The reason she's going off on everybody, because he may never play again. And don't think that has anything to do with it. That she's just protecting him. No, dude, there's a money issue here.
Yeah. I mean, her love for him is a business move.
Well, I mean, she might love
him.
Listen,
I'm not saying she doesn't love him. I'm saying if he was a broke fucking gas station attendant, Ray Rice, never made it to the NFL, and he was like one of those like college glory years or high school, you know, those guys that all they talk about is their high school football days and how they, you know, I ran a 4.340 when I was 18, now I'm 40.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And the gas station attendant, Ray Rice, punches her.
Yeah.
She ain't marrying him.
Yep. No, totally. 100%.
She's kicking rocks.
Well, you also know that women just, I mean, like, listen, dude, again, we're at no point are we saying anyone has a right to hit anybody. That's not what we're saying. I've always been about how can we make it so we don't put ourselves in these situations?
Right.
Has always been my whole thing.
Yep.
You know, we live in a world where people are trying to make an idealistic world. And that's great in practice, but in theory. But in practice, it doesn't work, man.
Right.
And the truth is, I should be able to walk through Central Park in New York City at 3 in the morning with a fistful of $100 bills in my hand, walking around, just, you know, acting like I got glow sticks at a rave with my wad of $100 bills and be able to walk around and not get robbed. But I think we'd all agree that'd be pretty stupid to do.
Yep.
And that's what we're talking about.
Yep.
We believe, everybody should have the right to do whatever they want. Everybody should be able to do idealistically what they want. But unfortunately, not everybody subscribes to that theory.
Right.
And that's who you worry about. So we could go around and when the act happened, run around and go, why did this happen? Or we could take preventive choices or decision make. Yeah, preventive measures. To make sure that never happens again. So that's all I'm saying.
Let me ask you something that I heard. And I want to know what you think about it because it does sound extreme. But I think
John Travolta's gay.
Definitely. I
Who
trust
cares,
me. Dude? Not only is he gay, that guy sucks a mean dick. Trust me.
Okay.
I did some extra work.
Look at that hungry gay zombie. Look at that.
That's the fucking, that's the cock Wolverine. That's what they call him, the cock Wolverine.
Go on.
He sucked my dick off, buried it, dug it up a week later, sucked it again. I haven't seen my dick, but he got, he buries it like a goddamn bone. I don't even know what that means.
I know what that means.
He knows where it is. I have no idea.
He's a dick dog.
He is a dick dog. Merrill Hodge works for the NFL Network. I think he also works for the network, the TMZ, ESPN. But they were bringing up a good point. And I thought, I was like, man, that sounds extreme. But then when you really talked about it, I was like, you know what? That might actually fix it.
What?
A zero tolerance policy on this violence against women. And you make examples of a couple people. And be like, you're done, man. The NFL does not stand for this
just,
whatsoever.
You know what, man? I'm sorry.
If it's proved through everything.
That is just a soundbite for him to stroke himself off on ESPN. It's just a soundbite, man.
Well, he said it on the NFL Network, for one.
It's just a stroke off.
But in two, but what they brought up was the message that sends resonates all the way to high school. Where you go, hey, man, if I get my – and it keeps these guys from getting in that situation where you're like, hey, man, if I'm fucking around with this chick that's fucking pushing my buttons, I could lose everything. And I'm not blaming the chick. I'm saying it makes people go, hey, man, if I want my dream to be in the NFL.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I just think when you go one and done, that you are setting it up for a guy or anybody.
No, they say the first time is a 6-game suspension.
Yeah.
Second time, you are expelled from the NFL permanently forever. No coming back. No nothing. And that sends a message to all these college kids where that happens. That sends a message to all these high school kids
that
look at people and are like, shit, Adrian Peterson or, you know, whoever, Ray Rice, a premier, you know, it can never play football again because he got himself in this situation. I'm going to make it part of my training to not get into that fucking situation because it could cost me everything. Right now, you can do it. It gets swept under the rug, especially the more popular of a player
not
you are.
Not anymore, I don't think. I think
not
it's
anymore,
be impossible.
But that's always been the case.
Yeah, I just think, man.
Accountability to these guys is
think,
what we
you
also
know, man,
need.
I wanna
and not blaming these women.
I want to amend what I said about, I think women and bad boys get, too, but I think we also got to teach our sons, like, you know, this girl may be sexy.
100%.
She may be phenomenal in bed, let you do fucking crazy fun shit that you won't like in bed.
Yeah.
But, man, I mean, crazy's crazy, and crazy will come and bite you. And I think it's important that we start really talking to our kids about just, it's like.
But I also think, like, as
I'm a crazy ass bitch.
As a man who will never have kids and who had a terrible fucking father, but the way I would see it is like, you teach these kids about the birds and the bees. You teach them about not getting somebody pregnant in high school. You teach them about responsibility. Then when they become 20, 21, and they're out in the real world, you teach them, these are the girls you fuck. These are the girls you marry.
No, that makes sense.
And it's not the same fucking thing.
That starts earlier than that.
That chick's crazy. You fuck her with a condom. You do not knock this chick up. She's untrustworthy. Yeah.
You bang
her in the ass. That's a chick that sucks your dick. This is a chick you knock up.
Only butt fucking crazy. That should be the new t-shirt. You only butt fuck crazy. You don't make love to crazy. You
right.
Butt fuck.
There's a world of difference between making love to somebody and trying to kill somebody by poking a hole in their uterus.
Yeah.
You rearrange organs on some chicks, and on other chicks, you kindly rearrange their organs.
Okay, your dick must be way bigger than mine because I ain't rearranging anything. I'm just happy to be there. But I do think that... I think you need to have that discussion much earlier than in their 20s. You have to have that discussion when
like
you
before
think
you go to,
sexually
to me, before
active.
You go to college.
Yeah.
Before you go to college. I think you teach responsible sex in high school because it's going to happen anyway. You teach and then because let them learn what one type of person and the other type of person is, and then you go like, "Hey man, you ain't bringing this chick to Thanksgiving dinner."
Yeah.
Hey, wasn't there another guy on the 49ers that like
yeah.
Was up for domestic violence?
Yeah, McDonald. Yeah. McDonald
so
is for 49ers, and so is Greg Hardy with
at
the Panthers.
At what point do you start going, Harbaugh, you're creating this horrible environment. You're not very good at picking characters.
I mean, he didn't draft him.
Well, but he's coaching for how long, dude?
Players?
How long has that guy been on the team? 6 years? And, dude, it's not the first.
Harbaugh hasn't been there that long, has he?
Yeah, he's been there for a little while, man. 4 years?
Yeah, four sounds about right.
But at some point, it's like, dude, you're the chef. If the stew tastes like shit, it's your fault.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there is accountability in the as you go up from coach to GM to owner. You know, there is that kind of – there is that hierarchy of, like, you are accountable to, especially if you had any knowledge about this, especially if you can – you know, and that's what's hilarious about this NFL thing with Goodell. Every single person's like
– he's disappeared.
How would you do about him?
Dude, he's nowhere.
I heard him and Travolta were out in the woods digging up my dick.
But he looks like an – and he looks like he has gay face.
Oh, well, yeah, it's because of all the dick in his ass right
Goodell
now.
Goodell looks like he has gay face, 100%. Like, that guy loves...
He's a gay one.
Yeah,
I never liked Goodell.
No, nobody does.
I never liked him when he came in. I didn't like his swagger. I didn't like his fucking, I'm going to come in here and be the police. And it's like...
Douche!
And my favorite thing, and I don't know if we mentioned it last week, but I know we have talked about it personally since the last Punch Drunk, is if you remember the Bounty Gate, and Sean Payton, who got suspended from the team for an entire year... The number one thing Goodell said to Peyton was, ignorance is no excuse. And then he suspended him for a year. Claiming, I didn't know this was happening in my team, he said, that's no excuse in the NFL. This shit goes down. They say there's a video of it that happened the whole time. The first thing Goodell says, hey, man, I was ignorant about it. I didn't see it. I didn't know about it. It's like tough shit.
Yeah.
You just said ignorance is not an excuse and suspended Peyton for a year.
I agree.
And then 1 year, 2 years later, you're like, hey, man, I was ignorant about it. I know.
Now you have fucked up.
Yeah, I agree. But here's the whole thing. The longer Goodell buys time, the less the rage is. I mean, like, you looked at it, dude. I mean, with Sterling, it was instantaneous. The NFL, it's like... You haven't seen any major sponsors pull out. That's the only way Goodell goes.
Vikings have.
Yeah, but Goodell. Nobody's pulled out from the NFL.
I mean, the smoke hasn't cleared yet. I would not be surprised.
What do you think of the Rihanna thing about them breaking ties with her? Because she stayed with him, basically.
I don't know. I think that they just don't want the fucking... If I was her, I'd be up in arms. But that innocence is not an excuse thing. It's so fucking stupid that he has been such a hypocrite about that. That's like me cheating on a girlfriend and being like, no, I didn't cheat on you. I ate another girl out, and eating ain't cheating.
That's right? A new Punch Drunk T-shirt.
Words of wisdom. Another
eating
right
ain't cheating.
A year later, she sucks some dude's dick, and I try to break up with her, and she goes, no, no, no. I did the same thing you did, so there's no accountability to me either. I'm like, not true. Get out of here. Yeah. Kick rocks, twat. You cheated on me.
Kick rocks, twat. You're on fire right now, bud. You are just a sound bite. Walking sound bite. Do you want to get in some baseball or UFC?
Let's do it.
Let's do baseball. Coming down to the wire.
Dodgers crushed it on Saturday.
Dodgers
17-0, dude.
What's up with this Puig-Kemp fight?
You know, I don't know. I saw a clip of it online today, and Kemp said something. I don't know what he said.
How do they argue when Kemp, one speaks English, one speaks Spanish?
Yeah, I think Puig speaks English, dude.
He speaks enough to know when somebody's telling you to go
to
fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself, yeah. Obviously, Kemp saw something he didn't like, whether it's lack of hustle or what. But like we were, you know, Sam, we were talking earlier about, you know, Hanley gave him a look too, Puig.
Yeah.
About like, why didn't he score? You could have gave me an RBI.
Yeah, because right now Hanley is in a contract year. He wants like $120 million, and Ned Colletti's like, pump the brakes on that.
God, baseball money is so nuts.
Here's the thing. Like, Hanley Ramirez, as the Hanley goes, the Dodgers go. I mean, really, everyone wants to talk Puig. You know, it's as Hanley goes, the Dodgers go, especially last year. But he's injured a lot. I would never give $120 million to a guy that's always that injured. Now, if there's a way we could work it out going, hey, dude, if you play the contract, we'll give you the cash, but you're always injured.
Especially after this year.
So he hits a ball. He hits it pretty hard. You know, Puig's running, stops at third. Could have probably made a run for home, giving Hanley a RBI. And you just saw it. They did a shot. You see Puig go. He gives kind of like, oh, ¿qué? You know, so I don't even know. Just like,
no sé.
Oh, no, my pardon, señor.
Yo no sé, I don't know.
Yeah, he gave that. Oh, no, I don't know.
It's English.
Yeah, and you see Hanley just go, he throws his hands up going, what are you doing, dude?
I don't know, man. I mean, they're on fire right now. They're on a roll. They need to keep it going into the playoffs.
That ass-kicking by the Giants was a wake-up call. I was really amazed.
They scored the most runs out of any team in Major League history, 17 at AT&T Park, after getting shut out the night before, 9-0.
So,
and that's what they need is hot bats. Do you guys think, excuse me, do you guys think that there's a, Okay, we got a caller coming in here in a second. Do you guys think that there's too much to be made about these interpersonal, I would almost call them private, can be heated in the middle of a moment of a game, you know, clashes. You know, we saw it with, they were saying that Peyton and Sean Payton and Rex Ryan, are not Rex Ryan, but the brother, defensive coordinator, got into a shouting match during the game. And they're like, that's no big deal. During the press conference, like, we do that every game. We're both, that's how we are in the heat of the moment. The Puig thing, and then you saw that with Peyton Manning this weekend, was Peyton Manning and the tight end, what's his name? Thomas, Julius Thomas, where they were yelling, he's like, run your route! Run your fucking go that way! You know, and he's like yelling at him, and he's like, dude, we talked about that more than the game. Yeah, there's ESPN. Look at what's going on here. Two competitive guys are talking in a heated way on the sidelines of a game. That's sports. Yeah. That's being competitive. They both want to win, and they both are angry about a play not going right.
Yeah, but I think
sometimes you have a veteran like Manning or Kemp or you know, anyone, Hanley, talking to a younger player that's good, being like, come on, man. Remember that happened with Vernon Davis 3 years ago where he got benched by Singletary.
Yeah.
I can't work with him. I can't coach someone like that. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Now look at him. Yeah. 3 years later, he took that advice. He took his medicine.
Right. Puig has an attitude issue, man. And, dude, my favorite thing is, like, Vince Scully calling people out. And he does it so, like, subtle.
He will. He has no shame.
Like, you remember when it was a blowout, so they had, like, one of the bench guys playing shortstop, and he went deep into the outfield to make a catch and totally messed it up when the outfielder should have gotten it. He's like, yeah, trying to show off. Really, no, not necessary. Didn't really work out. Just a jet. Boom.
You fool!
And to this day, Mike Piazza says Vince Scully's the reason the Dodgers all turned on him.
Yeah, man. And I think we'll see how it shapes up. It's going to be interesting. Last little run here in September, and you know, I heard a great phrase. They're running it as like a campaign, but I love the saying: "You can't play in October unless you win in September."
I like that.
Right?
They have a big four-game series coming up at Wrigley Field. You know, the Cubs suck; they're in last place. But hey, they beat us 2 out of 3 when they came to LA.
That's a fun thing about baseball: is even though you're out, you can always play spoiler. You can always play spoiler.
Well, it's crazy, real quick, and then as soon as this guy calls in, we'll get on him. But it's Jeter's coming to an end, dude. He's not going to make the playoffs, man.
Bunch of sad Yankees fans. Yankees aren't going anywhere, and Jeter's
I'm cool with that.
I love Jeter, but, man, I mean,
I'm cool
why would you schedule – you know it's his last game. Why would you schedule his last game to be in Boston?
That's the way they want it. I think the Yankees-Boston rivalry.
There's something about that.
No, there's nothing about that. He should have played his last game in the Yankee. I mean, like, dude.
Yeah, but
– what about
if
this
you can't
Davis?
Play it there, play it at Boston. If you can't play it – you know, at Yankee Stadium, play
Chris
at a Fenway.
Chris Davis from Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yeah, like their best hitter?
We were talking about this when Chris Davis came out of nowhere, and we were looking at, reading all the stuff about him, about how in the minor leagues he wasn't doing anything, and then all of a sudden he got magical, and he went on this crazy hitting spree last year, and everyone's like, something up. And then this year, it's just like, it's bottomed out, and he's failed 2 drug tests this year.
Yeah, it's a big blow to Baltimore. I mean, they have Manny Machado out and this Chris Davis guy or whatever. But I think Baltimore has a big enough lead in the American League East where, I mean, they're going to go to the playoffs. How far they get, I mean, I don't know. I don't really follow Baltimore that well. But, I mean, time will tell. We'll see.
I think we could see Angels-Dodgers.
That would be awesome.
You know what's so funny about that matchup? Is like literally the entire country won't watch it, but there's so many people in Southern California that it could get like 15 million people, which for the World Series is awesome.
Yeah. It'd be Mexican heaven, dude.
Oh, that'd be so funny because the two Mexicans on our show, one's a Dodger fan, one is a Angels fan. Vicente's an Angels fan.
Yeah, shit.
Sounds like we might have a bag of bets. A Mexican bag of bets.
Let's do it.
Now, I got to call this guy back. As we all know, in the last week since we've last met, something very interesting had developed in the MMA world. As we all know, the Diaz brothers are helping our, you know, friend of the show, George Rush St. Pierre, get sober. And this weekend, last weekend, Diaz got pulled over for a DUI, and here to let us know what happened, ladies and gentlemen, Nick Diaz. Nick, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, dog?
Hey!
How's it going, bro?
Dog, I've never fucking been better, man. How are you fucking guys?
Things are great, man. What's going on with the DUI?
My fucking DUI, dog? It's working out exactly how I fucking planned it, dog.
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, I find that hard to believe, but I'm definitely interested in hearing this. Now, you
take us through the whole thing.
Yeah, let us know.
All right, dog. So, fucking, I'm leaving the fucking Iron Eagle rap party. We just fucking wrapped up production.
Okay. Well, great.
Oh, hey. Dude, a little side note. Big fucking news. Fucking Jake Shields is going to fucking edit the movie for us.
Whoa! Is he good at post-production or anything?
Dog, he's been fucking doing those fucking King of Pancrase videos and Abu Dhabi fucking videos. He's been editing those for fucking years.
Oh, man.
Okay, all right.
Wow, that's big news.
Right. Congratulations. Keeping it in the family, too, a little bit.
Fuck yeah, dog. So fucking, I'm leaving this fucking party, and my fucking PR team, fucking Dirty Larry and Phil... fucking back home, they got their own fucking PR team.
Sure they do.
Dirty Larry and Phil? Just is, how come Phil didn't get a cool name? How come he's just Phil? How come he's not like Skanky Phil?
I think he spells it F-I-L-L.
Okay.
Yeah, dog. It's the fucking traditional spelling.
So why they call him Dirty Larry, by the way? Why is he called Dirty Larry?
This guy's the filthiest motherfucker you ever met, dog. If you give this guy a fucking ride in your car, it'll fucking stink for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Why don't you guys ever make him shower?
Dog, you can't make a grown man do fucking something he don't want to do.
Okay, well put.
Good point.
At some point, people have to take fucking responsibility for themselves, dog.
Yeah, 100%. So you're leaving the Iron Eagle 2 rap party. Were you drinking there? And if you were drinking, what were you drinking?
So my fucking PR team's like, look, dog, you need to fucking pound all of this fucking Goldschlager.
Oh, Jesus.
And then fucking followed up, I started pounding fucking Hot Damn. You ever have fucking Hot Damn, dog?
No, I haven't.
No, that's surprising. I'm a raging drunk.
It's fucking great, dog. It's just fucking real fucking nice fucking cinnamon, like hot, spicy cinnamon fucking liquor.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
So I'm pounding that. And they're
is that
like,
a girl's
dude,
drink, Diaz? Is that typically a girl's drink?
Dog, I'll pretend you didn't fucking say that. Ain't no fucking girl's drink. I don't drink no fucking girl's drink,
my
dog.
My bad, dude.
So I have that, dude. Then I fucking finish it off with a fucking apple teeny.
Jesus Christ. That's definitely
that
a girl's drink.
Are you a girl
this
drink?
This is all part of my PR team's fucking plan, dog.
Nick.
So they're like, dude, go.
Let me ask you something. Nick, are you a girl drink drunk?
What's that, dog?
Are you a girl drink drunk?
No, dog. That's all we're slinging heat up here, dog. We don't fucking drink no fucking girls drink.
Okay.
All right, so then I have a Cosmopolitan fucking put in my fucking Big Gulp cup, so I have it while I'm driving.
So you have a Cosmopolitan in your Big Gulp cup?
Yeah, and a fucking big one. So my fucking boys are all like, dude, you need to drive all fucking crazy home, like swerving around and shit.
Wait, why would they say that? Why would they say you have to drive all crazy?
Dog, you guys are all fucking so narrow-minded. Dog, this is a publicity stunt. This is about my fucking fight with Anderson Silva, dog.
So you're doing what we were talking about earlier, the flares, so people grab hold of it and run with it.
Yeah, dog, my fucking name's everywhere. And Anderson now thinks I'm a fucking drunk, dog. He doesn't think I'm fucking training.
Yeah, so
now he's just sitting back being like, fucking, Nick Diaz ain't fucking shit. He's just a fucking two-time DUI fucking loser. It's fucking mind games, dog.
You're a Jedi, bro. You're playing some serious tricks.
So wait, so then what happens next?
Yeah, so fucking, dude, dog, I had to drive around for 2 fucking hours looking for a cop, dude. Because there were cops who pulled behind me. They were on my fucking plates. They see it's Nick Diaz, and they're like, fuck it, dude. That guy's a superstar. Let him do what he fucking wants.
Yeah.
Then I get a fucking rookie dog who pulls me over.
Okay.
And he takes me in, man. And then I got fucking booked.
Hold on, but before you got booked, though...
Let's talk about this destruction of evidence charge.
Yeah, someone was telling me you were trying to throw up, which is another girl thing.
Dog, look, I used to blog about this under a fucking pseudonym.
Oh.
It was, NDS209MMA.
Oh,
wow, that's a tough one to figure out who that might be.
No one knows who you were.
It's, dog, I'll just come out of the open fucking... Dog, I'm fucking bulimic.
Wow. How long have you been struggling with bulimia?
Why do you have an eating disorder?
I had Eagle Dog. They had a bunch of fucking cupcakes there, and I pounded them, and, you know, I didn't want the fucking calories and shit, so I just fucking, when I was there, I just went in the bathroom, and I fucking puked them up.
Yeah, they said that you stuck your finger down your throat, and they're trying to charge you with destruction of evidence, which is the booze that's inside of you. But they
dog,
didn't know that was cupcakes.
If anything, it's having the disease of fucking bulimia, dog, and you shouldn't fucking punish people for that.
Now that makes a lot
and
of sense.
And it is a disease. It is a disease. There's a lot of factors out there
right,
to deal
dog.
With this.
And I mean, I hope this helps other fucking dudes out there, like fucking men, like fucking me, who are fucking battling with this shit.
Yeah.
I know fucking Ari isn't there, but I know Ari fucking dealt with manorexia when he was in fucking college.
Yeah. Well, he dealt with a lot of stuff. Like, he was on the women's basketball team.
Homosexuality.
Which, yeah, and he's got a pair of really nasty nuts. He's got a lot of issues.
Oh, yeah, dog. I heard him fucking yell at that fat dude, dog. And fucking, I gotta step up with this fat guy. It's not like fucking Ari's some super fucking professional dude. I mean, I could see how this fucking guy wouldn't let people call into the fucking show when you got another guy showing his fucking asshole all the time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Man,
are you not a real fucking point. Professional, dog, when you fucking call in on a show or you're fucking walking down the street in fucking New York. So fuck that motherfucker, dog.
Totally agree. Are you on Ari's or the fat man side?
I'm on this fat motherfucker side, dog.
I can get that.
I hate obese people, dog, but when it comes to fucking professionalism, fucking Ari ain't that shit, dog. I don't give a fuck if he wears a fucking suit to do his fucking Comedy Central show.
Oh, well
he's
put.
He's a fucking businessman.
Yeah, well that. Put, dude. That. Well
now,
put.
Can we get an update on how GSP is doing? And also, I'm kind of curious to know, like, what he thinks. Did he read this in the paper? Did he see that his sobriety guru got pulled over for a DUI?
Dog, hold on 1 second, dog. Let me get him on the fucking line.
Oh, that'd be great.
GSP and I are fucking real tight now. We're fucking besties, dog. So
wow.
Hold on 1 second. Let me click over.
Okay, sure. I'm gonna
all right, still all right. We're excited
basement.
About this.
He's probably has to let him out of the basement.
Oh, hey, okay, guys, you there? I got fucking GSP right here, dog.
Yeah, we're here, bud.
Hello, I'm back and feeling good.
GSP, how you did, buddy? We haven't talked to you in so long. How's it going?
Did you guys see the Instagram picture of me and Hulk Hogan?
I did see that.
I'm so happy for you.
I had breakfast with the Ultimate Champion when I was a young George St. Pierre. I would watch Hulk Hogan and emulate the leg drops on my dog.
whoa, don't say that too loud.
Maybe for
in Canada, we don't have the emotional attachment you guys have in America for animals, so it's not a big deal.
Okay.
So you're just leg dropping your dog. What kind of dog was it?
Spaniel.
Wow, that's not a very big dog to be dropping a leg on him.
It's a very small dog to drop legs on.
I was a small boy, and, you know, I would watch the wrestling to understand how to not hurt the person you are working with.
Okay, all right.
So so what's going on? Have you been there for Diaz after his DUI? I mean, have you been supportive? Have you been his emotional shoulder?
I mean, he's had a tough time, but as he said, Dirty Harry and Phil are Dirty Larry, dog. It's Dirty Larry. You know, dude, you fucking met Dirty Larry. I was making a Clint Eastwood joke. And if your sense of humor has always been terrible. All right, dog. Yeah, you're right, dog. I get it.
No.
So Dirty Harry and Phil have been consoling him, but he did call me and cry, claiming he has bulimia, but I don't know if I believe it.
Okay.
Let me ask you something.
Dog, that's kind of a low blow, dog. You know, you see me puke, dog. I had that big spaghetti dinner the other night. I spent the whole night fucking yakking it back up.
But you told me after that was because you ate some bad pussy, not because of the spaghetti.
That's my cover, dog.
Yeah.
It's always my fucking cover, dog.
GSP is just covering up his insecurities.
Now it's open, dog. I just want to be real with you.
Wow. Now, GSP, how's your life going now that Diaz has kind of helped you turn it around? How's sobriety going? I've read that you've started training again.
And then we want to get into Dana White saying you have a title fight instantly if you want to come back.
Well, real quick, I have a confession to make to Nick and the world. I am not sober right now.
What?
What are you talking about, dog? I am on the ketamine right now, and I am feeling better than ever. I'm dancing around as I talk to you.
No way. How do you get ketamine? I thought, what about computer spray? Are you just going to go right back to computer spray?
Because I've been doing computer spray. I'm back in Canada, away from Nick Diaz, and I am back to the little GSP.
No.
Dog, you fell off the fucking wagon, dog. This is heartbreaking.
Are you back in the jean shorts?
The jean shorts are back. I am happier than ever, and I also would like to say that I am the man who I set Nick Diaz up for the DUI.
Whoa!
Dog, I don't fucking believe it, dog. You, no way you would betray me like this, dog. I don't fucking believe it. You think you could bury me alive in a refrigerator box and not pay the price? It was a prank, dog. What are you talking about? How could you betray our friendship? We were going to open up a fucking string of peach pit fucking chain restaurants, dog.
Peach pit.
And the 210 socks, I pretended to like it, all a part of the roof. The aliens told me what to do, how to set you up, and I knew you were susceptible to the DUI, and you do not deserve a fight with Anderson Silva, so I break it up.
Oh, my God! Wow. Oh, my God! Tables have turned!
After a solid year of him getting catfished and pranked and buried alive and beat up by Ronda Rousey, GSP may have struck the final strike.
Unbelievable!
Dog, you strike acting competitions and fights, GSP will always reign supreme.
Oh, my God!
Dog, if everything I did to you, dog, I held your fucking hair while you fucking puked in the toilet when you were fucking...
Did GSP grow hair?
...drugged out of your body.
Hey!
I have no hair, you idiot! You did nothing! I pretended to do all that! I was secretly doing ketamine in your house! I kissed your mother one time on the mouth, and I also kissed Gilbert Melendez during we had an emotional moment.
Wait, you kissed Gilbert Melendez?
Don't you ever say that, dog. Don't you ever say that. You did not kiss Gilbert Melendez. It was one time I was talking to him about submissions and how to have the heart of a fighter, and we had a moment, and we kissed on the lips.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you, get the fuck out of my house, dog! Get the fuck out of my house! Fuck you!
Wow!
Dog, Canada, if you want to fucking kiss this motherfucker, get the fuck out! I'm not using your fucking uncle as legal defense anymore! He's fucking fired, dog! Get the fuck out! You tantalized me with Ronda Rousey's tits and the sex messages, and this is what you deserve, you piece of Stockton shit!
Wow, GSP strikes back.
Oh, my God. Chaos.
The 209. My Canadian penis is pissing all over the 209 and on Stockton, California.
Oh, my God.
I'm hunting you down, dog. Hey, Dana White, if you're fucking listening, I want to fight GSP. I want to beat him like I beat him the fucking first time, dog.
Actually, you lost that fight, but...
You lost that fight.
Ask Corral at Stockton, motherfucker!
Can you give it out of the air right now?
I will not do that because your fans are passionate and they will show up.
They will. They'll show up with a lot of computer spray.
Oh, my God. Nick.
I'm plugging it into fucking Waze, my navigation system. I use fucking Waze, dog.
Yeah, that's a great app.
You get on your rickety mountain bike and you ride your broke ass up here and I will show you what the real champion is because I am GSP and I am always the champion.
Oh, he's back to being the champ, everybody.
Well, Diaz, this has been hard. I really hope you don't start throwing up right now. It would be very uncomfortable if you just started shoving fingers down your throat We want you to be better.
Dog, I just had a box of Little Debbies, and I don't feel so fucking good after being betrayed by someone I considered my best friend.
No, I know you got betrayed, but you don't have to hurt yourself like this. You don't have to do it.
I think it's,
come on, Diaz.
I think he's finally hitting the bottom here.
Don't stick your finger down your throat. Be strong.
This is what I love to hear. Keep crying, you stupid piece of shit.
Oh,
yes, Pete. Now he's puking. Oh,
all right, we got to go. It's gotten awful. Guys, we're going to find you next week. And we got to go. Bye, guys. Oh, my God.
Wow. GSP finally got Diaz back.
The gamut of emotions on that phone call. I'm emotionally exhausted. I can't take this. I mean, we're going one way. GSP's, I mean, it's just, Diaz is going one way, trying to teach people lessons. Next thing you know, the tables have turned. And now GSP is in his jean shorts mocking Diaz.
Guys, we got another call. Hello, welcome to Punch Drunk. You're on the air.
It would not be right if I didn't do this next thing. Please just give me one moment.
Okay.
I think I know where this is
GSP,
going.
You're the champion.
We lost our legend recently. It hits me hard. Everybody knows I dabble with comedy on the side.
Oh.
This person was a big influence for me, and I would like to do a quick musical tribute to John Rivers.
Oh, my God.
You get another GSP song. This is great.
Here we go.
Are you guys ready?
I'm very ready.
We are ready.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone.
Oh, my God.
All my dreams pass before my eyes, a curiosity, dust in the wind.
Wow.
All the eyes, dust in the wind. Second verse, here we go.
Okay, here we
go. Same old song, just a drop of water in an endless sea.
Oh, my God.
All we do crumbles to the ground that we refuse to see. Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind. I love you, Jones. Rest in peace.
GSP's musical tribute to legendary comedian Joan Rivers. Thank you, GSP.
Wow. That's the fourth song he has sung on this podcast. I think he really has a side talent.
Can I ask you, who is more on the show, GSP or Ari Shaffir?
GSP, without question.
Should we just be like, it's the Jason Salmon GSP show with occasional guest Ari Shaffir?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
God, what a great day. What a great show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was a little chaotic, right?
I don't think so. A lot
of yelling today. I feel like him and I were yelling. Ari usually balances us off with a really, hey, I'm stoned. We're just going to sit here and I'm going to say some weird shit.
Yeah, Ari's stoner aspect kind of mellows out the fucking,
like, a lot of yelling today.
Cocaine and booze that fucking Sam and I constantly battle.
Love sobriety. Love Christ.
What do you think about, I know we haven't talked about it yet, but we got like a few minutes left, this Mayweather fight. Did you watch it? I thought you were going to Sal's to watch it.
I have decided I will not watch a Mayweather fight until he fights Pacquiao.
What if he fights, who's the other guy they're talking about him fighting? Oh, God, I can't believe
Khan?
Thinking. Yeah,
Amir doesn't
Khan.
Do me no.
Abby,
everybody know, it's not going to be a fight. They're just trying to drum it up. I think he'll destroy Pacquiao, too. But it's just like, fight him. It's like, why are we doing this? I don't understand. I've never seen this happen
before. He probably has three fights left before he retires, according to his timeline of where he wants to retire.
One of them is reading.
The end of 2015. That was very funny. The end of 2015, he wants to talk about retirement. So he has like a year and 3 months left. You can get two fights in there.
Dude, $70 for that pay-per-view.
Unbelievable.
Why would you pay that?
No, I was
for that guy's fights? It's not even exciting fights. To old Tyson fights? I would drop that kind of money because you'd see violence.
Well, and back then that was like $40. But I was dog sitting for Tiana just for one night. But I had like a 7 a.m. call time, which means I had to get up at like 6:15 to do the Red Zone on Sunday. So I'm like, I ain't going to fucking somewhere to watch this fight that I know I'm going to be disappointed in it.
Right.
The only thing that was, like, remotely exciting was him biting his hand.
Yeah. Why are we surprised by that? I mean, people punch each other in the face. Biting your gloves or your hand, it's like, I don't know, it's like it's boxing. People are just animals. I don't find any of those. They're talking Cotto again. Why would you spend money on him fighting guys he's already beat?
I mean, we just did. His last two fights were against the same guy that he beat exactly the same way.
Well, the first one was closer. This one wasn't.
Yeah, but still, it's like it's an underwhelming decision. And you know, I mean, if anybody wins five rounds against Mayweather, everyone's like, "Holy shit, he almost won!" No, he didn't.
Yep.
No, he didn't.
I agree.
He lost 65% of the rounds.
Yep.
How is that almost winning?
It's boring, dude. Now, I haven't watched the first season of The Ultimate Fighter with all the chicks.
I watched it.
Is
I watched
it good?
The first episode. I'm gonna say it. Really good.
Yeah.
The first fight was really a competitive, good fight. And the thing about it is, I believe it's 16 chicks. This is the division. They're all in the UFC. The winner of this gets the belt, and all 16 of these girls are this division. So it's a 16-person tournament that it's 16 against 1, 15 against 2, and it just goes like that.
I'm telling you, dude, I am surprised that mainstream media hasn't ran with women's MMA more. Because
they will.
It is so more – it's so competitive. Here's the key to female sports, and tell me if you think I'm wrong. They have to be able to piggyback men's sports, but not compete against men. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like, right. Well, that's why tennis and why women's golf and women's tennis. I can watch
MMA.
That, and it's and I'm like, wow, that was just as entertaining. And you'll watch it. This first fight that they show, I was like, God damn, that was a close fucking fight with good grappling, good jiu-jitsu, decent striking. And striking is always going to be a knock on women's
sports. Always liked female MMA.
I think this is going to be one of the better seasons of The Ultimate Fighter because it's a straight-up 16-person tournament. Winner gets the belt. All 16 of these chicks are the one fucking 15 division. Or 115, is that what it is? I think it's 115.
Yeah.
Because Rousey's 135, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody in this is division. So what's smart on the UFC is because now if you watch Tough – you get to know all 16 people in the division. So now when people fight in this division, you go, oh, I know who this is. I know who this is. I know what their backstory is. And you're automatically going to be emotionally attached to it in some weird way.
It's crazy, dude. I think it's great. I think it's
huge
for sports.
There's a couple hot ones. There's a couple like ones that are like tough as fuck.
Well, you guys were talking about Tyson earlier. Did you see him go off on that Canadian report?
I totally agree with him.
Me too.
That's exactly the shit we're talking about. Let me tell you something, man.
Clip if you want to see it.
You play the clip so that everybody knows it.
And then I get a whole point about this.
Tyson's in Canada promoting his tour where he's doing his Broadway thing. He's in Canada doing it.
Say, you know, there's a race for mayor. We know you're a convicted rapist. This can hurt his campaign. How would you respond to that?
Hey, I don't know who said that. You're the only one I heard say that. You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that. You know, because it's negative and you're being negative. And I met the mayor.
Right.
And nothing they can do about it.
We actually had a really good time. We talked about George Cervallo.
This guy gets pissed. This guy's doing damage control.
Great man with whom Mike spent quite a bit
of time. And look at Mike wanting to knock this dude out.
Eyes and lows.
So interesting, when you come across like a man that was really a piece of shit.
Hey,
come on.
Fuck you. That's a piece of shit. You know, we're doing live TV.
I don't care.
And fuck you, man. We're on live TV.
You ambushed him on live TV.
Yeah. Fuck you. You've set up rules. The rules have been set up so cowards like this can tee off on guys like Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson can't retort. So this is how you do it. That guy's a punk bitch, man.
And we're really, really
I like this answer right here.
We're actually going to Monaco on October 9th. We're going to be in Monte Carlo. Right.
Look at Tyson wanting to beat the shit out of this guy.
It's more nerve-wracking to be here talking to a rat piece of shit like you.
Come on, Mike.
He's totally right, man. He's completely right. This is what society has done.
Yep. We're on live TV, so I'm going to ambush you, and I want you to cower in my response on my show. Guess what? I'm Mike Tyson. I'll punch a fucking hole in your throat,
Mike Tyson is a
fuck
alpha.
Canada.
That guy, hold on. That guy is a beta. and we've set up societies where betas can verbally attack alphas, and alphas can't do anything. Because society's rules, Tyson can't go off and tee off on that guy. Even though that guy just teed off on Tyson in front of millions of people. Would you have gotten mad if fucking Tyson just whacked that guy?
Disrespectful,
man.
Furthermore, and I love your point, and I totally agree with you. Furthermore, it's almost 2015. This happened in Mike Tyson's life in the early 90s. In the early 90s, this happened. 20 plus years have gone by. He paid his debt to society. He's done a ton of charitable work. And he's sober.
I know people know
meetings.
Him. He's a good
sober.
Guy.
I've met him. He's a really fucking nice, sweet, gentle guy. And if you watch his Broadway play, which is very personal, he talks about that rape thing and how he wasn't guilty.
Yeah.
And how he had to pay his debt to society. And everything that we talked about on this show about these women trapping men and women trying to be gold diggers and getting involved with these dangerous guys. And he was the OG victim of that. Him and Tupac, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And 20-something years has gone by. He's in Canada promoting a Broadway play, an award-winning Broadway play directed by Spike Lee. And the first fucking thing this guy says, now you're a convicted rapist.
Yeah.
You're about to shit teeth, idiot.
Yeah. If Tyson swung out, I'd be like, dude, that's 100%, how it goes.
That's what
great
happens,
example
now.
Of this. Great example of this is Perez Hilton. When he got swung on by the Black Eyed Peas, and he's like, violence is the answer. I'm like, bitch, you blog, you draw dick doodles on people, you make more money than God for no reason, hold on, you got no reason, and you got lawyers up the ass. So in every way, you are fucking protected, except for one, and that is straight up man to man, knocking some motherfuckers out for a reason, not just walking up and punching somebody. You threw the first blow. It might be a verbal blow, it might be a block, but it's a blow, dude. And he has every right to fucking man up in the one way you are insulated from fucking pain. And that's fucking knocking you out. And that's what this guy did right here. That guy was trying to make a fucking, again, we're talking, this fucking internet flare on Mike Tyson.
Yep. How did Jim Rohn get famous?
Yeah.
Talking shit to people.
Talking shit to Jim Everett, who's an NFL quarterback. Please come do my shitty show that nobody watches. And he comes and does it, and he gets called Chris Everett, who's a female tennis player back in the day, if nobody's familiar with her. And he kept calling her Chris Everett. And he goes, dude, I really would appreciate it if you would stop saying that to me. It really pisses me off, man. I'm doing the best that I can, and I'm in the fucking NFL, and you're on ESPN2 on some shitty show, and I came here to help your show. Please stop calling me Chris. He goes, I'll do whatever I want. I bet I'll do it. He goes, I bet you won't do it again. He goes, I bet I will, Chris. Guess what happens? I flip the table on your fucking show. I grab you by your fucking shirt, and now you got shit in your pants, fuckhead.
Yeah, this is the most exciting I've ever seen him. So, man. I mean, I just think
that's birthday anger.
Birthday anger. I think it's. I think it was Bush League. I think that dude deserved to get punched in the fucking face. Okay.
I would love to see cameras rolling.
Unnecessary violence is wrong. But that guy asked for it, man. And you know, we've made it. Meek people have outlawed all violence, acting like all violence is bad. No.
Sure.
Some violence is bad.
Accountability.
Some violence is necessary. And I'll stick by that. Dude. And that guy deserved to get punched in the face.
People just ask for it, man.
Dude, I don't think tigers should eat human beings. But if I go to a zoo and I'm poking a tiger with a stick and he attacks me, I can't be like, we got to get rid of all the tigers.
Yeah.
No, man.
That guy knew that there was one thing that guy couldn't do, and the only thing that guy feared was getting punched in the face. Because every other fucking option Tyson had, that guy's insulated from it. He deserved to get punched in the fucking face. And I guarantee ya, that dude would never do it again. That's a lesson that needed to be learned. That guy's a world champion, dude. That was one of the last of the great Mikes. Of the fucking 80s and 90s. Jackson, Tyson, Jordan.
That's it.
Don't disrespect that, dog. And it is Punch on Sports. Phones will be up next week. Everything will be good. 25th.
The 25th. That's when it comes. The machine gets sent back to us, hopefully.
What do you mean, hopefully?
So the 2 weeks.
The form that we filled out.
2 weeks.
The minimum time is 2 weeks. And they're all the way on the East Coast in Massachusetts. So.
Are you telling me in California we don't have the technology to fix phones?
Oh, we do. But this company doesn't have anything here, and they won't tell me how to fix anything. They're assholes. Trust me on this.
Well, hopefully Ari will be back next week. He had to go shoot something for Comedy Central. I didn't hear how his show went, but I sure went well.
I heard it went really well last week. I don't know how it went last night, but last night was Diaz and all the ballers, so I'm sure
it went sure great. I'm sure it was great. I'm sure it was Death Squad super. Love everybody. Why, they did it on Monday? I thought they'd do it on Tuesday.
They were doing it on Tuesday, but last night, I think they did it last night because, well, that's what Joey Diaz told me. I saw him at the store, and I go, because I thought Diaz did it last week, and I go, how did it go? And he goes, I'm doing it next Monday, dog. We're doing it next week. I'm not on this week. I'm on next week.
Oh, perfect. All right. I love all of them. TiVo, happy birthday again.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I should have brought you some cake or something. You guys are great. Go to the website, punchdrunksports.com. Support us.
Hit the Amazon. Do it all. Love you guys. Suck it.
Let's jam.